thinks I'm fine. He's trying to make me go to rehab.
Rehab on Today FM. It's Fergal Ersey with you through the afternoon. Earlier on this morning, it was about 6 in the morning, I was reading a paper in a hospital getting a very kind of serious procedure done, and I saw that it was World Mental Health Day. And if you're unaware, it's World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October every year. The overall objective is to raise awareness of mental health issues around the world. Now, some of you listening, you're probably going, this isn't for me. I'll be away with this now and flick over the station. That's fair enough. It will be on your doorstep at some stage. I would urge you to listen. I would urge you to stay tuned in. Because a lot of the time we don't know what World Mental Health Day is all about. Well, mental health problems, let me tell you for one, are one of the main causes of disease burden worldwide. Yeah, that's right. The effect that your mental health can have on your body can be profound. In fact, in Ireland, one in four people will experience a mental health problem each year, every year. And the reports, as they stand at the moment, I think the figure is more like one in five, but they're saying one in six of people out there have one of the most common problems, which would be such as anxiety or depression. And you know the funny thing is, there are two words that you would not have heard in Irish society up to a couple of years ago. You never heard anyone mention, anxiety or depression. You'd never hear them. They're never mentioned. You know something, sitting down this morning, it struck me that, it's been a while since I've spoken about this, but over the past few weeks, I have never been as anxious, and I don't know what's wrong with me. And I started getting worried about this a while ago. You know, I'd get emails, and I'd see the volume of emails coming to my phone, and I'd be kind of going, what happened there? Like, and you even notice it when you go out and you do things on your own. You tend to sit on your own, in your own company. You're happier in your own company. In fact, I like, you know, even if I was going anywhere, if I was, you know, playing a gig or anything like that, I'd end up going to the hotel and I'd like to tip off on my own and just sit down on my own, read books on my own and things like that. I'd be quite happy with my own company rather than the fear of kind of going out and meeting anyone, having to kind of make up a story and kind of tell someone else another lie of me being okay. Yeah, how are you getting on? I'm grand. Yeah, flying it. Loving it. Life is great at the moment. It's great. So I moved up to Dublin. I left my own house at home and I'm sharing a house now up here. I'm in my 30s and I'm not settled down or anything like that. I don't have a family. All my friends are all married off and the whole lot. And you know something? That shit worries me. It gets me really worried on a regular basis. And I kind of realized a long time ago that nobody has to suffer these things in silence. You know, you read these comments on the internet, people judging you, don't even know you. Giving out you, coming to work every day of the week. People don't know what's going on. It's all smiles and happy faces when you're on the radio and you're all kind of going, hey, it's Fergal here, we're going to do this. But then, like, the reality is that behind that, there's somebody else giving out about you saying, oh, did you hear him the other day? He was talking about this. You don't even know me, man. But thank you for judging. I appreciate it. God bless you and your merry way. I don't ever want to have to do that for you. You see, the thing is, you don't have to be ashamed of your story or telling your story, because at some stage, I would like to live in the hope that your story would inspire someone else. And I don't have any great stories. You know what I mean? There's nothing special about me. The only thing I would say is that when it comes to trying to explain anxiety, I suppose maybe we should start explaining it the way it is. Like, number one, it should be kind of compared to an experience that everyone has. It's like, I'll put it for instance, when you're at home and you're in your mother's house or something like that, that's like you're there and you know that there's a kind of a love around you, there's always people around you there, but when you're up in a lonely ass house on your own and you don't really know any of the neighbours, that's pretty isolated. And when you hear things drop in the night, those little sounds, like, you know, you start worrying about those things. And those little things that you worry about, or worrying about answering other people's emails and things like that, that then turns into have an impact on the small things that you do every day. So you're kind of worried about, have you met all your commitments? Have I done this? Have I done that? And I know I'm not my own. I know there's other people out there. And then you got to let people know as well that you don't always know what is going to make you anxious or what is going to give you this anxiety that, you know, that not everything is right. But you will be on edge eternally, wondering about things. People will be holding full-fledged conversations with you. You'll be talking back, but you'll be doddery in your head. You'll be thinking about other things. And that happens. And that is a real thing. You know, at the weekend, I was actually chatting to a friend of mine and I was saying, you know, so I was kind of having a couple of issues and I decided I was going to go and get a therapist and chat to a therapist. And John just turned and said to me, oh, I've got one. Yeah, yeah. And he has one as well. Yeah, they're brilliant, aren't they? And for the first time, I actually kind of went, how was I out of this loop for so long? How was I out of this loop? How did I not know that it's not okay to talk to other people? And, you know, for the first time in a long time, I feel great that I'm having this conversation with you, because I think today, you know, we did this before on the show. We did, you know, it's not perfect, but it's perfect to me. But I think today we're going to do this whole A-OK thing. You know, it's A-OK. It's A-OK, right? Well, how about we do N-A-OK? It's not A-OK. And you, for whatever reason it is, Anthony, you want to get off your chest, you can text into the show, 087-4100-102, World Mental Health Day. You can tell me whatever the thing is that's bothering you. And I'm going to tell you straight out, you are going to be okay. It's okay not to be okay. That's just a part of life, because 1 in 6 people go through this every day. So literally, if there's anything you want to get off your mind, your Uncle Ferg is here. Come on in, still breathe. 087-4100-102. Ariana Grande breathing here on today. And funnily enough, that's a song that she actually wrote about the anxiety that she suffers. Which, you know, had she written that in the 1980s, she wouldn't be talking about it, because that wasn't cool to talk about mental health, or wasn't accepted. You know, it seems to be the big elephant in the room. Oh, just sweep that under the carpet there. Let's not talk about it. Can I just say thank you to a lot of my friends who sent me messages personally and privately. Really appreciate that. And you know who you are. And, you know, thank you. And don't be worried about Ferg. I'm all right. I'm grand. You don't have to worry about me at all. Ferg, I hear you. I'm just back from the doctor. Got signed off for anxiety. Well, first of all, can I just say fair play that you went in the first place, because a lot of people don't go and then wonder what the hell is wrong with them. And number two, can I be the first one to tell you and give you an open pat on the back and a virtual hug here on the radio and tell you, I'm actually hugging my microphone, just to say to you, you're going to be okay and you're going to be grand. This is something I've gone through for years. I know this. I know this. You know, I know this. You want to come to work. Instead, you want to crawl up in a ball in your corner of your room and pretend like you're sick for a while and not go in, or else go in late and stay there for as little time as possible. Yes. Dawn has got in contact. She says, Fergal, thanks for sharing. It's refreshing to hear someone who understands it. Look, it's my job. I share it with you. Rebecca's gone in contact. I suffer from chronic depression, anxiety. I'm lucky that I've developed coping mechanisms to break or interrupt the negative cycle of thinking I can get into. Although I do tend to keep my low days to myself, I don't want to cause unnecessary worries to those closest to me. They tend to be a catastrophe. It's very interesting that you would bring up that point. It's something that I was reading about last night, and that is transferal of emotion. And oftentimes it comes that when people don't deal with these problems, they tend to throw them at their friends. And sometimes, as we know, the figures are so acutely out there, and that so many people we know practically look beside you, the person beside you probably has depression or anxiety at some stage of your life. There's a thing called transferal of emotion, where basically by transferring, or I should almost say projecting your emotions onto somebody else, they can tend to absorb them, and it becomes part of their problem as well, which can not always be a helpful thing. So we always need to be careful there. That's why therapists are there. That's why any of these people are there, you know, psychologists, anything like that. They're there to talk to you and to make sure that you're okay on your path and that you get on all right. Look, as I said, it's World Mental Health Day. We want you to, you know, share your stories here. By all means, get in contact. Send them over to us, and we'll get a read of some of them as well, just to let everyone out there know that sometimes it's okay not to be okay. Frozen the Machine, Dog Days Are Over here on Today FM as we observe the 10th of October, which happens to be World Mental Health Day. A lot of messages coming in here to the station. Thank you so much to everyone who has sent in messages. Want to give out a couple of numbers here just to make you very aware of them, because I am quite aware that when we talk about things like this in the radio, it can make people kind of think about how things are going and maybe they want to talk to someone. Some of the numbers are 1890-303-302. That's 1890-303-302. PA to House, 1800-247-247-247-247. That is 1800-247-247. And Samaritans, 116-123. They're the numbers that you need, should you wish to use any of those services. Some lovely ones coming in here. Ferg, I'm having a good day today, so that makes me 5 out of the 6 people out there. I'm lucky to be one of them. However, one day at a time. I do know it can be hard sometimes. Claire's gone in contact saying, you know, sometimes we all have the niggles. I love the fact that you've admitted that sometimes you have your worries too. I have silly worries and more serious ones, like my daughter was not in a good place earlier this year. Going to someone to talk to it, though. Hopefully she will feel more able to speak to us openly about it down the line. I think it's very important, no matter who you're talking to, be talking to someone about it. Thanks for talking about mental health, because I'm really not okay at the moment, and I'm so scared about what I'm going through in this darkness. But it's good to hear that I'm not alone. Do you want to know something, right? I have got messages like that from personal friends of mine, and I have got messages like that from you, who I regard as friends. You know, we hang out every day. I think that qualifies you as a friend, no matter where you are out there. But can I just say, hear it from me and hear it from me now. You are going to be okay. You can get through this, and you can draw strength from this, because you know something? There are so many people out there just like you. Just like you, who are texting in to me at this very moment in time, and they were telling me their stories, and they have told no one else, and they're telling me. And you want to know something? They're in their droves out there. So you, if you for one minute think that you're on your own, you are not on your own. We are all here with you, and we are all here at your back, letting you know that it's okay. You know what's an interesting one? Is a friend of mine tells a story about how there was somebody in a car, and they kept waving out the window at all these strangers, and his girlfriend turns around and he says, "Whoa, why are you waving at all those strangers?" And then he turns around and he says to his girlfriend, "Well, I read it somewhere that if, you know, a stranger could be having a bad day and could be thinking about doing something that they shouldn't do with their lives, and that if you wave them, it might be the one thing that makes them think that somebody cares and they won't do it." And you know something? The amount of text messages I have gotten here from people today who have said that, you know, they were really worried about things and how things were looking in their own lives, and now they're kind of, they're going to keep going because they know there's other people out there. That means so much to me, but it should mean so much to you, because you now know at this very moment in time that it is not a one-way street. It is not a one-way street, and there'll always be someone there for you to talk to. Johnny has got in contact. He says, "Fair play, Darius. Let's get rid of the stigma associated with these mental health issues. I too struggle with anxiety and depression, but this too shall pass." This is probably one of the best descriptions of anxiety I've ever heard in my life. Racing head, lonely heart. That's exactly how it is. Your head is all sides. You don't know where you're coming or going. You can't make fixed decisions on things. It takes you 3 hours to do a task it would have usually taken you 20 minutes to do. And in your heart, you're lonely. And you don't know why. You don't know why this has happened. Ferg, I've got a music project called Cup of Tea TV on YouTube. You can have a look at it if you want. I'm putting up a video every day for mental health this week, asking artists, what impact does music have on your mental health? There's three up already, and this will continue till Sunday. Music has been a lifesaver for me, and I'm sure this would resonate well with a lot of people. You know something? I love this, and that's why I'm going to play this next song. And I said this before, this is kind of a dark song at times, but it is called Head Held High. And feel no shame if you ever feel down with your mental health. Keep your head up high. And remember that you too will get to the end. And this will pass. And you're going to be okay. Looking at World Mental Health Day. Some lovely messages coming here. There's a lovely one here from Karen saying, "This is so surreal, Uncle Ferg, listening to you say all of this. You're literally the one that calms me down in work. That's you. I think it helps your anxiety knowing that you're helping someone else and that you're some of me and many others. Thanks for being you, Ferg. In the words of a wise man, you're so sound." Oh, God. Thank you for that lovely message, Karen. This is the one thing I love about this job, is that there are opportunities when you can help other people and let them know that it's okay. And let them know that, you know, on their shittiest, darkest days, that you will be there for them. And I kind of like to think that there's a sort of a warmness in knowing that you're the one there that can put a smile on their face. There is another number for Aware I've been given as well. It's 1800 80 48 48. That's 1800 80 48 48, for anyone that wants to use that. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email, fergal@todayfm.com. I will do my best to get back to you. I meant what I said there is certain things about this job. You go in here every day and you try to put a smile on people's faces. Not every day is about smiling, you know. Sometimes we've got to take the serious parts too as well, and I'd like to think that we deal with them correctly. So thank you for being so open with me. And thank you for sending in your messages today. It really means a lot. We've got your big screen belter on the way next. If you can do one thing for me today, talk to each other. That's all I ask. Just talk to someone or make a call to someone who you think mightn't be feeling well. Don't ask them if they're not feeling well. Just say, look, just set a ring up and see how you are. That's it. It could make all the difference. Fergal Darcy, Today FM.